It's been a strange opening month of the NFL season.
Fournette to the end zone for a touchdown.
The Jags epitomized the odd beginning of the year with an equally bizarre finish against the Jets.
At the end, we had the opportunity to take over. We just had mistakes.
The result was an overtime loss that stung.
We felt like we made mistakes that dictated the outcome.
Big picture, the Jags are right where they need to be, just not where they wanted to be at the quarter pole of the season.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
We just said it. That's over 107 yards rushing. For what? Because we don't want to get in that gap. Let's go. You got one.
Wow, Telvin Smith really getting the guys fired up on the sideline. And you know what? It did work. After giving up a ton of yardage rushing, the Jaguars defense came to play in the fourth quarter in overtime. It just was not enough on Sunday against the Jets in a 23-20 loss in overtime. Hello, everybody. Welcome here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. We talk a little football, eat a little pizza, and they'll play a little trivia after our show tonight. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman, and it's kind of one of those... Oh, what could have been missed opportunities for the Jacksonville Jaguars to go to 3-1. They finish the quarter pole of the season 2-2, Jeff.
Well, and a missed opportunity, certainly, to end that quarter pole at 3-1. And it was an emotional game. I mean, the ups and downs of it. You know, in the radio booth, standing up, cheering 1 second and slamming the fist on the desk at the other. A frustrating game, but you know what? From an entertainment standpoint, you know, and look, this football team was not in the entertainment business. It was a good one now.
It was hard to predict what was going to happen. I call it the woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of game, and it happens in the NFL from time to time. From a missed 52-yard field goal attempt by Jason Myers, and then Marquise Lee obviously took ownership of the drop late in the football game that could have led to an opportunity.
There's no question, you know, in the opportunities in overtime, there was an opportunity there at the end of regulation where Dante Fowler gets a sack, calls fumble, and you're not able to make that recovery. The ball didn't quite bounce the right way. But, I mean, all those little moments, you know, are opportunities lost in a game that's very close. And at some point, you know, this is part of the learning process. You got to learn to win close games and making plays that matter. This is where you got to do it.
Here's what the head coach had to say, Marone, on Monday right now.
We had opportunities to win it in overtime, and we didn't do it. So, you know, we've got to continue to keep working to find ways to, one, not get ourselves in that situation. Two, if we fall behind, I thought we did a good job of fighting ourselves back into it. You know, when you can do that, you know, that'll give you a good opportunity.
I talked to this guy after the game in the locker room in New York, and he said, we showed a lot of fight. They've got a lot of fight in the locker room. Calais Campbell joins us. Yannick Ngakoue, another big day for Yannick. We'll get to that in a moment. Welcome aboard, guys. I know
appreciate
it's a tough
it,
one. What did that film session look like on a Monday, Calais?
A lot of corrections, you know, simple mistakes. You know, I think we gave it the bulk of our yards on three plays for running plays. That kind of hurt because we know what to do, and we just made mistakes.
You know, and when you're watching film as a team or as a group, it's a gap defense. I mean, it is pretty obvious, you know, where the breakdown is. But, you know, there's also certain points, Clay and Yannick, that you got to play above the X's and O's. It's not just one guy's gap that gets out of place. Other guys need to be there to make plays as well.
Yeah, no matter what happens, you know, we have to have each other's back. And, you know, and that's on the football field. You know, if somebody, you make a mistake, you know, somebody's there to have your back. That's when we become a really good team.
Yannick, what changed? We saw Telvin Smith at the top of the show really get after you guys as a defense.
Yeah.
But what changed? Fourth quarter overtime, you guys were pretty good. The defense we've come to expect.
Yeah, we definitely seen we put ourselves in a bind. So we just try to gather around as a unit and just come together as one and just try to make plays to try to finish the game with a win.
All right, we're going to talk a lot about this defense throughout the show here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Let's begin with our Baptist Health game-changing moments. And we start on the offensive side of things, which was a struggle most of the day for the Jaguars, but it got off to a good start, Jeff, with Leonard Fournette.
Well, the very first offensive drive of the game, and Leonard Fournette is always focused on when it comes to running the football. But here he slips out of the backfield. He beats Darren Lee to the corner of the end zone, and that's four consecutive games with a touchdown for Leonard Fournette.
Hey, this just in. That guy is going to be really, really good. He already is pretty good. Game-changing moment number two, and I think Miles Jack was still winded after this one. 81-yard scoop and score. Athletic play, though, wasn't it?
Athletic play, but, Yannick, what for me, what made this impressive, the awareness, okay, that ball's live and to pick it up and go.
Yeah, definitely. You can't coach that. That's just ball awareness, and that's just being a football player right there.
By the way, the end of that play, Tobin Smith, like, jumped over.
That was actually me.
That was him.
That was you?
Me. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shortchanged your athleticism there.
I appreciate that, man.
For a minute there, I was a little concerned, though, that looked like the anchor was kind of starting to set out a little bit. It looked like Miles was running out of gas a little bit.
He had just enough to get to the end zone.
Himself, I think.
Game-changing moment number one. This was a big play at the time. A.J. Boye, back-to-back games with an interception.
Well, and you guys aren't surprised by this, but the running back is coming out of the backfield. He slips. And that's not easy when all of a sudden you're expecting to come up to make a tackle, but then have to adjust on the fly to make a play on the ball. It's a great job of ball awareness by A.J.
Oh, yeah, that was incredible. That play is very hard to make. I know it looked a little easier, but that's an incredible play by an incredible player.
Yannick, this is what you guys have done. You've changed games a bit with some of these turnovers. That's what you kind of want to be, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, with this play, it's very impressive because the play before this year got beat for a large gain. And I just talked to him and told him, like, I know you're going to make a play. You can come back with another when he came back with the pick. So it just shows you the focus and the drive that guys have on our defense.
Well, listen, we call them Saxonville around here, and they lived up to the moniker once again. These guys especially, 5.5 sacks on the season, 4 sacks on the season. Let's begin with Yannick's couple of sacks, Jeff. He continues to get to the QB.
Well, Yannick, you know I'm a fan, okay? I watch every play that you have.
Appreciate that.
And what has impressed me, Kelvin Beachum, he knows you. He was here last year. He knows you have the chop rip. But he couldn't stop it. No. That's the best move when they know it's coming and they can't stop it.
Yeah, definitely. I just got to stay with that move. Like Calais, he tells me every day, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I just keep trying to work off that move each and every time.
I actually played with Dennis Byrd, the late Dennis Byrd, and he had a chop swim. And I remember Calais telling Dennis, look, I want to block you and do your move. I said, I can block you, knowing what he was going to do. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it. Those are the best moves when offensive linemen know it's coming and you still can't stop it.
And he has a nice power off of it. So, you know, it's not like it's, you know, I mean, he brings the heat and puts the power into you and then chop comes off it and you're expecting the power and uh-oh, he goes by you with a flash.
Now, again, really inside football here. For everybody watching at home, chop swim, what is that? Sounds like a meal.
No, it's not. It's basically when you chop the outside arm of the offensive tackle and you wrap your second arm around to clear it to get to the quarterback.
And it's very unique what Yannick does in that he kind of hops and then he's chopping the outside arm. But the way that Yannick can transition to the rip and then the bend is truly unique. I mean, you have a gift.
Appreciate
and
that.
And it's fun to watch.
He's been fun to watch. In fact, look at the numbers from Saxonville right now. The Jaguars first in the NFL, 18 sacks, best in the league by 3 sacks. Pittsburgh actually has 15, who the Jags will play, and we'll talk about later on the show. And Calais, they paid you big money to do this, big fella. 5.5 sacks, that's one heck of a start. Best start of your career?
Yes, it is.
And it's not about the money, it's about the production. Because you know what? If you were getting paid $100,000, you'd still have 5.5 sacks.
All right.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. And Jaguars are getting after it. But 2-2 at the quarter pole of the season, once again, coming off the 23-20 loss to the Jets. And there's a live look at Everbank Field. Again, we won't see that place for another couple of weeks. It will be on the road again at Pittsburgh this week and then home against the surging Rams on October 15th at Everbank Field. Still to come, there were some big plays in this football game that had everybody talking in Jacksonville on a Monday, including Paul Posluszny. First ever unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, but does he have an excuse? Did the refs miss something? Jeff Lagerman goes to the film room coming up next.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Hey, there's a look here at Mellow Mushroom Live. Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue spending some time with the fans, having a good dinner, talking some Jags football here on a Monday night.
I didn't see him coming in, and I got drilled. I mean, laid out. That's why I reacted the way I did. But yeah, I probably shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't have lost my
calm.
That's Paul Posluszny after the game on Sunday, and you could tell he was still pretty heated about that moment late in the game that led to the Jets' game-winning field goal, and they got 15 yards. First ever unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in Puz's career. He's been playing in the NFL for a decade. Hello, everybody, and welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Brent Morton along with Jeff Loggeman. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. All right, this did not cost the Jags the game.
No,
interesting talking point just because how heated Posluszny was. Did he have a right to be?
Absolutely he did, and I went... Broke out the rule book here, okay?
You got the rule book.
Okay.
It's usually thicker than that.
Well, I've got Cliff Notes here. Section 2, Article 7, under players in a defenseless posture, okay? The definition of them, number 8, is a player who receives a blindside block when the offensive blocker is moving toward or parallel to his own end line and approaches from behind or the side, okay? So he's clearly a defenseless player. Now, the prohibited contact against a defenseless player. Forcibly hitting the defensive player in the head or neck area, even if the initial contact is lower. Okay, so those are the definitions. Let's go to the Baptist Health film room and take a look and see if it is, in fact, a penalty. There's the snap. Now, we're going to pause this when Paul Posluszny comes in plain sight, right at the 40-yard line. Right there. He's the guy at the top. Now he's in the trail position. Where's his blocker? There's Dylan Donahue right there. And he's paralleling the line of scrimmage, lining up Paul Posluszny. Let's slow it down here. Look at the contact, and we're going to pause it right here. Look at where the contact is. And the returner is out of bounds. And Paul Posluszny goes down, and then he taunts the rookie linebacker. Well, there it is. I think the evidence is very clear that that should have been a penalty on Dylan Donahue, the rookie linebacker, and then a penalty on Posluszny as well for taunting, and they would have offset. Yeah. But I would have had an argument if I was Paul Posluszny, because Dylan Donahue got hurt on the play, right?
Yeah.
I would have told the official, I was just checking on him, see if he was okay.
Hey, what any good defensive player
sure.
would do, which you've done all the
Absolutely.
Time in your career in the past. Hey, there was another big penalty, and I know you didn't like this. This was on the Fournette touchdown run that could have given the Jags the lead and maybe for good.
Terrible call. I mean, it's a ticky-tacky call, and it's called by the official that is actually behind the block. It's not his role to make that call. And there was no effort by the defender there. It was, in my opinion, a very bad call in a situation, and you got to let it play out because this is a critical moment in the game.
Yeah, well, then that leads to essentially a first and goal at the 6, eventually, a couple of plays later. And that's where everybody's buzzing here on a Monday in Jacksonville.
Well, I was buzzing yesterday.
And Leonard Fournette was out of the game, Jeff.
You got to have him in this situation. Look, the passing game was struggling at this point in the game. And to throw it 3 consecutive times, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And on top of that, if you're going to throw the ball, just the mere presence of Leonard Fournette in that situation would make the defense more honest.
Yeah. A lot to digest in this one. It was a wacky game at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Jags lose at 23-20. All right, there they are, taking pictures with fans. That's what happens. Come out to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale on a Monday, and you get to meet the Jags players, hang out with them. We'll talk to Calais and Yannick. Actually, they'll talk to each other next. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
He's being tracked down. He's getting sacked. A terrific sack by Barry Church. He blitzed and he ran him down from behind.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a sack, right?
Yeah.
I bet. Make sure that nigga ain't get no yards on that thing. He did. He tried to get out of there. I'm like, nah, man.
Hey, you got to check those stats once in a while. Barry Church, first career sack. How about that? Happened yesterday. One of 5 sacks for the Jags. And more Church on Sunday coming up on Tuesday night, 11:35 on Fox 30. Jags Wired, a new show this fall. It's really cool. You should check it out. You know what else is cool? Being here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Say hello, everybody. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Nice crowd on hand. Of course, Jaguars now 2-2 on the 2017 season. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman right here. Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue way back there. This is Calais' segment. We ask the fans to chime in and ask some questions. And now, Calais, it's your turn to play host.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, okay, yeah, we got a fresh question from Team Tommy Boy. He wants to know, who would you say you pat your game after?
I really wouldn't say I pat my game after anybody, but I like to watch a lot of guys film. So, like Vaughn, Khalil, Aaron Donald, guys like that. But I just want to build my respect level up in this league and have people patting my game. So that's my whole goal.
Yeah, I like it. Collection of people. The second one's from Red Rad. And he wants to know, who is your all-time favorite player?
I would say my all-time favorite player have to be Walter Payton. I wanted to play running back when I was a kid, so that's a guy's film I used to always watch a lot. So I would definitely say Walter Payton is my favorite player of all time.
That's dope, man. Gotta love him. All right, this one's from at Jaden Stringham. And this one should be an easy answer right here. Who's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate, that would be tough.
Now, you keep it real. You don't have to say me. Just come sit next to you.
Nah, I would say the whole D-line unit group. Just being with those guys each and every day in meetings and grinding with those guys and practicing in the game. I'll say those guys, you know, those are my favorite guys. They're my teammates right there.
Yeah, we got a good bunch. We got a real good group, man. Yeah,
definitely, definitely.
Last but not least, we got one from Chunky Dunk 15.
Okay.
When you were drafted to Jacksonville, what was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction was it was just time to go to work, time to show the people in the league and all the other teams that doubted me, that didn't pick me up in the draft, what I can do. And then it's been like a chip that I had on my shoulder ever since.
Hey, let's keep it going because you're doing some big things, man.
Appreciate it. We're going to keep it going.
Back to you guys, Brent.
I got to believe it's pretty hard for Yannick, even as big as he is, to sit next to Calais and say that Calais isn't his favorite teammate.
Oh, Yannick is not scared of anybody, okay? if you're playing professional football, there's no fear involved whatsoever. It doesn't matter how big the guy is across from you.
You used to rush the passer. How good can that guy be, Yannick Ngakoue? Before he rejoins us out there, we won't embarrass him.
Well, I think the biggest step that he's made is making steps against the run so that he's on the field more. And I think that's the biggest improvement that he's made. He's made significant improvements against the run. I think he's going to far surpass the 8 sacks that he had as a rookie, which set the Jaguars' rookie record. Now, will he break it this year? Or will he break it next year? I don't know, but he's certainly on that pace.
Yeah, he certainly is. 12 sacks, by the way, in his first 20 career games. No Jaguar has ever done that. Not even this guy. We're coming back from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale next with more with Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue. Next stop, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Happy to have you along with us on a Monday night. Jaguars do fall 23-20 against the Jets, but it's on to Pittsburgh now. Let's check out our G-Series headlines. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue. And wow, 3 straight weeks on the road, essentially, Jeff.
Oh, it is, and fortunately, they're not London every week. That's, you know, true. You're going to New York and now Pittsburgh, and then you come home, you're going to be facing a Rams team that's doing pretty good. I mean, they're 3-1, and Le'Veon Bell this week is a huge challenge. And, guys, I don't know if you saw the numbers on Le'Veon Bell yesterday. 39 touches, 186 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's a great back, and he's going to be a tremendous challenge to face.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like he's a great back, but I feel like with a defense like we have, if 11 guys swarm to the ball each and every play, we should be able to make something happen, too.
Calais, on paper, this looks like a fun matchup. You got Ben Roethlisberger, you got Antonio Brown, and you have Le'Veon Bell against this defense leading the NFL in sacks. You have Jalen Ramsey and Boye back there, amongst others. That's a fun matchup.
Yeah, this is where you get to see how good you are. You know, a top premier offense versus a premier defense. Let's go have some fun.
All right, so I got a quick question before we go here because old man, 10 years, okay? Young man, second year, okay? How's he doing for a young guy as far as, you know, attitude in the locker room, work ethic, learning to be a pro?
Oh, man, he's wise beyond his years, man. He loves the game, and he's hungry. And that's why I think he's, you know, going to be this premier perennial, you know, 10-plus, 15-plus sack guy.
All right, and on the flip side of that.
Yeah, Yannick, we've raved about this guy as a leader. Okay. How much do you look up to a veteran like this?
I mean, it just means a lot. I sit next to him each and every day in meetings just trying to pick up information. I'm always asking him what I can do better on each and every play. I know he's seen this stuff before. He's been in the league longer. So, like I said, it's just a privilege, you know, to have a guy like that, a leader like that, and I can sit next to him every day and just soak up information.
All right. Yannick Ngakoue, Calais Campbell, get it done in Pittsburgh before coming home against the Rams. It should be a good one on Sunday on CBS 47. For these guys and Jeff Lagerman, thanks for watching, everybody. We'll be at EverBank in a couple of weeks. First stop, Pittsburgh, to try to go to 3-2 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Have a good rest of your night. Thanks for joining us from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale.